Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On the 13th of March, 2022, while praying, I received a message from the Lord. Normally, I wait at least a few days or even weeks or months to post it until I get confirmations from the Lord. But after I received this message, I heard in my spirit that I was to get it out as soon as possible and to put it out on all my platforms. And so that is what I'm doing. In this message, the Lord talks about two things, the hour of testing that is coming, and He also talks about Purim. For those of you who don't know what Purim is, it is a Jewish holiday that celebrates what happened in the book of Esther. I will have a couple links down below that will describe it a little further, but it is a significant holiday because the Jewish people were going to be completely wiped out by the hands of Haman, and the Lord came and delivered them. Now, I also received exactly a month from this message, I received a word while waking up. And the word I heard was Purim takes on a whole new meaning. I'll say it again. Purim takes on a whole new meaning. And I did not understand this word that I received in the middle of the night. And now that I've gotten this message, I think it helps explain it a little bit more. The Lord is pointing to Purim. I don't know if it's for a time frame, because Purim actually starts this week on Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Or if it's a pointing to the persecution of God's people and the deliverance of God's people. So we'll just wait and see. A lot of times prophecies, we don't know the full understanding or meaning until after they're fulfilled. So please take this to the Lord for your own confirmation and for further understanding, wisdom, and revelation. All right, I'm going to go ahead now and read the message to you. I will have this link, transcript of this message, and it will be in my blog, and that's down below as well. And it will have corresponding scriptures, which I always urge you all to please go and read, because the most important part of these messages is the scripture that the Lord gives me that goes with it. All right, here's the message. Take one day at a time, for the days are evil. And then I heard, brothers and sisters, that things are going to get rough and it's going to happen soon, and He wants us to be ready for it. And then I heard this, things are coming that you don't expect. This is for everybody. Prayer is needed to minimize the damage. They are planning things that defy human logic. Go into your prayer closet and seek me on this. This is a SOS moment. Draw close to me, for there you will be hidden. The time of Purim is significant. The enemy knows of its significance. Purim celebrates the defeat of the Antichrist spirit. It is coming now to try to demolish my people. Yes, it is the spirit of Haman who had this Antichrist spirit within him. Now, the Antichrist spirit is prevalent on the earth. Destruction is his name. Killing is his game. Many, many will die in the streets, though it did not have to be. It is their plan that was conceived decades ago, the demise and takeover of lands. Though they advance, so will my kingdom, for my kingdom will be enlarged. The boat will be swelling with fish. And then the Lord showed me in my mind's eye, I saw the boat and the disciples in the boat, and they had a whole bunch of fish caught in their nets. They had a full harvest of fish that they pulled over on the boat, and you can read that about that in John 21:5 through 6. The harvest will be flowing. That is why I am allowing this. So more will come into the kingdom, and those sleeping will be woken from their slumber and stupor. I have allowed the enemy to come and test the inhabitants of the earth, just as I was tested in the wilderness. Each heart will be given a choice. Their days are numbered, so their choice will be final at the end. However, all who call out to me will be saved. The hour is late. The bombs will fall. What kind of person will you be? Fearful, scared, and trembling, or strong, courageous, and brave? I will strengthen those who will ask. Now is the time for salvation. Now is the time to seek me. Now is the time to pray without ceasing. I will come for my own, so prepare yourselves accordingly. The King is coming, the only wise King, Jesus, Yeshua, Son of the living God, in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then I stopped and I sensed a real sense of the Lord being very sober and serious, and I asked if there was anything more, and I heard this. These are the somber days, but a seed does not come to life until it dies. Soon the seeds that were planted will open up and a beautiful transformation will unfold. This transformation starts in the heart and will be fully recognized at my coming. Allow the seed of my heart to be sown in you. Do not let the cares of the world choke it out. Instead, let the trials and tribulations do their work in you to make the seed within you full bud and take root in your heart. Do not fight this process, but accept it, because you will become complete in me. Hold on to what you have in me, and do not let anyone snatch it away. They will try to make you deny or disclaim me, but do not waver. You will then reap great rewards in my kingdom. Stay true, my beloveds. The road gets bumpy for a while, but it will soon lead to eternity with me. A few have been tested through the fires of affliction for some time now. This is the furnace of refining that is painful and trying. Many have passed the tests and have been found approved. Many will be tested in just 1 hour, and they will be caught unaware and off guard. Pray that they will remain true in this hour of testing. Remember that this earth is a testing ground, a training ground for life hereafter. What you do here determines your destiny, so act and plan carefully. Warn the people, warn my people. I am praying for my people. I am the great shepherd who loves his sheep. Every single one is dear to me. And that was the end of the message. I'm now going to go ahead and end on a couple scriptures. Luke 8:13, it talks about the seed that the Lord was talking about in this message I just read. It says this: the seed, those on rocky ground, are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Zechariah 3:9, and I will bring the third part through the fire. Refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them, and I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. And the last one, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.